You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, June 19th, week 208 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
Since it's Monday, let's do a rundown of the week. I don't know why we only do it on Monday, because I feel like this is the most like specific episode.
True. Everything else
But in my heart, broad. Everyone's like, they forget about the podcast on the weekend, and then on Mondays, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, new episode. They don't read the title, because it says it in the title every time. Mm-hmm. But Monday, superhero and Star Wars news. Tuesday, The Leftovers. Wednesday, We Viewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. Where We Viewed, Reviewed, we talk about movies and TV shows we saw, and we rate the movies out of 8. And then Discussion, we share a discussion, and we would like it if people participate in that discussion besides the two people who are sitting in this room right now. Thursday, America's Sweetheart, where it's like the only game show bit of the podcast.
Yeah.
And This Week in Movies in the Now, where we talk about movies coming out this week. And Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers we saw. Then Friday rolls around and we do Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Does that sound about right?
That about covers it.
Yeah.
And then we got the nonsense, whatever gets sprinkled in.
Yeah, throughout the week.
Which we can't, can't predict.
We can't predict it. We're not going to be that podcast where it's like, oh, we guys are in for a treat. But then actually one of our friends, former guest of the podcast, has a podcast, I found out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dan Davis has a podcast called
does he?
44 Minutes. Uh-huh. And he talks about a record, him and his friend, and then they have like a guest on.
Is it always 44 minutes, the episode?
I don't know if it's that or if like one side of the record is supposed to be 44 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, So I started listening to it and I'm like, dude, I need to buy this. Like every time he talks about a record, I'm like, I need to buy this record.
Interesting.
Well, very rarely. There's a few records. I'm like, I'm not going to buy this record.
Yeah. How many episodes he got?
Like 20 or something.
Okay, cool.
I'm like, dude.
That's legit, man.
Cross. I think he moved to LA though, so it's harder. Didn't he?
Yeah.
But definitely. I'm like, dude, I messaged him because I don't even think I have his phone number. I'm like, dude,
mm-hmm.
love your podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think he remembers that we have one.
Does he remember he recorded one with us?
I don't think so.
He's like, remember that time we saw Winter Soldier?
And we ran into
That was, is that 2014 now?
Oh my God.
I know that was 3 years ago.
He must have just assumed that like we just stopped doing it.
Probably. I mean.
That's a safe assumption.
That's a safe.
But that's three people now that we know that have podcasts.
Yeah. We're starting a trend.
Yeah, we just, it took us long enough.
I know. We're trying to get it like the first, we're trying to get a network from way back when, just no one
listening
jumps on
to
the
that
idea.
Music, listening to the record podcast though, I was like, fuck Uxer, man. Because I gave him the idea.
True. You would have,
I was like,
first.
Do this podcast with me called mm-hmm. Undercovers.
Yeah.
Where we talk about like popular songs and covers of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
I think the only way we could rope somebody in is if...
If I kidnap him and roofie him.
Yeah, that's probably the only way. But like, maybe you get somebody to do like, oh, we'll do it once a month or something.
Yeah,
I mean, that's even hard,
that
but like...
Much, though.
Like, yeah.
Because we can...
It doesn't have to be...
It doesn't have to be long.
A weekly thing. It doesn't have to be 3 hour thing.
No.
It can be 45 minutes.
Yeah, like, I think if we did 15 minute long episodes...
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike Rowe... From Dirty Jobs, he has a podcast, 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
It's amazing.
Huh.
That's the way I heard it or something like that.
Yeah.
See, and
I've never listened to a podcast like that.
It's amazing. Because I just sit there at my desk and I listen to like 12 of them and I'm like, an hour went by.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah, that's cool if you have a bunch of them. But like, if it's a weekly listen, it would be weird.
There's a daily podcast I listen to that's 15 minutes.
I think you've told me about that one.
Up First.
I don't know if you told me what
it
was.
It's a news podcast. I listen to it on my way to work.
It's
perfect.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it just tells you... Oh, yeah, I did say it before. On the
podcast. You've said it before.
But then I also listen to like 5 hour long episodes of like the history of the silver screen.
Exactly.
The untold history of Hollywood. And I'm like, this is amazing. It's like a documentary.
I almost think podcasts like length isn't even a thing. I mean, it is if you're like...
It is if you suck at it. If there's a lot of pauses.
Yeah.
Like now.
Exactly. But not always.
No.
Not always. Sometimes you're just like, I would listen to if 5 hour long podcast episodes in a row anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing.
It's the same
thing. It depends how you're listening to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Is really the
definitely
what it comes
so, down to. So anyways, let's get into it. Let's not make this a 5 hour long
no,
episode
it's not.
Because it's late. It's not. And yeah, so yesterday was Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Trump might be impeached today. Who knows?
You never know. You don't know how things are gonna shake out.
Yeah.
It's a day to day in this world nowadays.
In an attempt of proving that we do not record this early, I just proved that we did record this before Monday.
You were setting the date straight, and then you're like, yeah, but we don't know what happened.
Oh, we don't know. What else?
Like, you gotta either play up that we know everything, and we're just not going into great detail, or we gotta be straight up. And be
it like, was interesting. I was watching, there's a podcast I watched, it's like this tech podcast where they review stuff, and they talk about stuff, and he's like, let us know if you want us to cover E3. He's like, but all our news that we would show to you would be later than like every other news because those publications send like 15 people down
mm-hmm.
and we only are two people. So it's like, and I was like, that's how we are.
Yeah.
I was like, inherently, like our podcast news is dated.
Oh, yeah. Like the idea of our podcast, it's all this stuff you get instantly, so we're like 4 days old or 5 days old or whatever. Yeah,
we're just hoping that like these people do not read the news like we are.
Yeah. But like, we're not
on
like
our news.
We're regurgitating some news, but stuff we like say our opinion and
yeah.
talk depth
we always,
about
that's
it.
What you're that's why
that's we have really listeners. What it is. It's not about like
it's because the news. They value our opinion more than Hollywood Reporter.
I know. These people are like
how long has Hollywood Reporter been around? We've been a podcast for like, what, 5 years? 4 years? Who knows?
One of those two.
4 years.
4 year, four plus.
208 episodes.
Four plus.
2 weeks.
Some
Speaking of which, there will not be a new episode next week because I'll be out of town.
Ooh, interesting.
I forgot
to say that.
Yeah, I'll be at another music festival.
Oh, cool,
I will be seeing America's Sweetheart, Jeff Goldblum, though.
Ooh.
So
it's all worth it, man.
I hope I get to meet him.
Then in 2 weeks, I can tell him. You get to report back about Jeff Goldblum. So
yeah, I get to see Mumford & Sons, Tom Petty, Jeff Goldblum,
mm-hmm.
Alabama Shakes, Jeff Goldblum, Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, man.
I'm excited for that.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what I would say if I met him. I'd be like, I'd like
yeah.
you a lot in Jurassic Park.
That's anytime I see anybody.
And like, I look forward to your appearance in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. When I see famous people, I'm just like, I don't want to bother them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like them too much.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not worthy.
this can't be any
but then, like, better interaction. Sometimes on like podcasts, you hear them say like, oh, it's so cool when like a fan comes up and they're just like, hey man, like I really liked you in this one thing.
That's true. So you should do it to certain people.
Well, at one of the times appropriate.
Yeah, but you can never tell.
No.
Like, even the guy you heard say that on a podcast, you're like, I heard you say this once. It's like, yeah, but not when I was in that specific mood on that specific day.
It's weird. Like, I've done it a few times. One time, I think the least famous person I did it to was, like, a producer of a podcast
mm-hmm.
that I listened to. Like, he's on the podcast. It's, like, Bobby Lee's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, this guy who is a producer named Gilbert, and I saw him in L.A. one time, and I went up to him, and I said, like, this quote-unquote secret phrase that you're supposed to say to people, like, on the podcast, so they know you're a listener.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, holy shit. And then he, like, did he was texting Bobby Lee, like, that Bobby Lee, that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is weird.
Yeah,
like,
this is weird.
I was like, I don't think Bobby Lee gives it, like, don't bother him.
Why you telling him that? Stop him. Stop it. Yeah. It's like, no, get a quick kick out of it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to send him this video. And then we recorded a video together, and I was like, this is so awkward. But yeah.
That's cool, though.
It is kind of cool, because that means Bobby Lee, a comedic genius,
yeah,
saw my face.
So I think it is worth the risk, though.
Yeah.
Of saying it, because
it's never backfired on me.
Yeah. So there you go. I think it's just we're being insecure and being like, it's not going to turn out good, but I think it will, mostly.
Yeah.
Because I think unless you know somebody has a reputation, I guess.
Who's like jerk. James Cameron?
Does he have a reputation?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Have you ever seen like those videos?
No.
Where like someone asked for his autograph at like an airport or something?
Yeah.
But then there's also those people at airports. Have you seen that video with Matt Damon?
No.
This is perfect. Like, this is not superhero news.
Yeah.
So there's this video I saw of Matt Damon on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And it was this guy who went up to him and was like, hey, can I get your autograph? Because you know at cons when we go and you see like those booths that sell autographs?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of those guys. And he had Matt Damon signing like 20 different photos.
Yeah.
And it's just like so awkward. And Matt Damon's just like, yeah. And he's like talking to him. He's like, yeah, we all got to make a living.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't stand if it was someone like that. I'd be like, no, I'm not. I'm sorry, man.
But then
like, I'm not doing this.
My buddy was telling me that, like, at Angels games, they used to let people, like, line up, like, where all the players were leaving.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when he was a kid, some guy asked him, like, hey, can you get him to sign this picture?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, I guess so. So he held it, and the guy's like, the player was like, that's not your picture, is it? He's like, no. He's like, who told you to, who asked you to sign it for him? He's like, this guy. He's like, dude, come on, really? Like, he said that to the dude?
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. Like, they know what's going on.
Yeah, that, they can, that they market can tell is
so big.
Yeah.
That's such a, like, I would never, there's like a few autographs I'd want to buy, but I think I'd only want to buy them because they're dead people.
Yeah. It's surprising how big a market that is and stuff.
Like, I get weird stuff signed, though. I did get something signed. Last time I got something signed was Dan Harmon, I think.
Yeah.
But that's because I was just like, holy shit, it's Dan Harmon. So I had him sign my Rick and Morty game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, but I like the, I think the idea of the story of you getting it signed is probably.
Yeah, but we haven't played it since. I can't even show it off.
That's a good point, too. Yeah. It's hard when they sign something that you're like, well, now I can't, like, do.
But with it's weird also because
like if you got a cap signed by like a baseball player or something,
that's cool.
You're like,
but then that's cool. Do you wear it? Or do you not
I don't
wear
think
it?
You do.
Because I have a friend, I think, or we both have a friend. I think he's been on the pod, Ian.
Yeah,
I think he has an autographed hat, and he wears it.
Oh, he does.
I think he has a Giants hat. That's autographed.
Is it like on top or yeah. like that's cool? But like, I don't know if I would wear one.
I think Uncle Kevin used to play baseball. Like, he used to play catch with one of the balls that he got signed. But he had so many. He had so
yeah,
much
that's
stuff
a, I don't see that. At I that definitely point, wouldn't just do like, that. Throw a ball, a signed ball.
I've played catch with a football signed by a Raider.
Really?
Yeah. I think Jerry Rice signed it, too.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy, because he's like a legendary
Raider. Yeah, he's like the best receiver ever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But like, to my cousin, it was nothing, because he was like, I have like three of these.
See, I get that, but like, it's still weird.
It is still weird because I was like, "Can I just have it then?"
Like, yeah, that's like in.
But then, why would I want
in
it
in the Sandlot? Because he's playing like, with the Babe Ruth baseball, he's playing baseball with it. And it's like, no, nah, man, you don't do that.
Well, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. Kid. It's Baby Ruth. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't know.
It's weird.
But James Earl Jones helps him at the end. So.
Yeah,
always works out.
It always works out. But it's weird though because like. Is there, like, I remember, so I have those pictures up on the wall. Mm-hmm. No, it's a very audio podcast.
Yeah.
The Star Wars I don't know what you're talking about. And the Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I remember when I bought them at the con, it says 07, at Comic-Con in 2007.
Yeah.
The artist is like, do you want me to sign them? And I didn't have the heart to be like, no. Because he's right there.
See, that's a thing. I would think I'd do the same thing. I'd be like,
because I'm like,
yes.
I don't know who you are, but... I was like, it depends. I wanted to say, like, depends how big your signature is.
Well, it's good that they didn't, like, because some people would sign on, like, your actual drawing, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's possible you can sign
the
on
time,
the Darth Vader or something.
At the same time, those two Shepard Fairey prints are signed by Shepard Fairey.
Yeah. Well, art makes sense to me, because a lot of artists sign their stuff.
Yeah, that Dhruv Patel original print is signed by Dhruv Patel.
Yeah.
Because
you have that jersey. Is that jersey signed?
Yeah, it's a signed Erstad
jersey.
Would
you wear that Erstad jersey around?
That's what it was, I think. Ian wears a signed San Francisco Giants jersey.
Oh.
It's not a hat.
Oh, it's not a hat. It's a jersey.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
It depends, though. Because, like...
Yeah.
I know Kina Granis pretty well, and I have, like, so much stuff signed by her.
Yeah.
That if
if you have, like, a lot of it...
Because I'm like, I see her all the time. I have two of the same records signed by her and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because her sister took the picture and I was like, how many people are going to have her sister sign the record?
Yeah. I'll get a rare version of it.
That's a rare autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have to like think about it.
Yeah. Like, wait a second. No one
has
this.
I guess I do buy like some signed records and stuff. But that's only out of convenience. If I don't... Like Amazon, every so often they have like a bunch of signed autographs,
mm-hmm.
like signed records, like, and you just pay the price that the record normally costs, it's no more expensive or no more cheaper. It's just like limited. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to buy the record anyways, I'm like, sure, buy it autographed. Kendrick Lamar, his new album, I bought it on vinyl autographed because it's like offered.
Yeah.
Might as well.
But like in person now, it's more pictures than autographs, right?
Yeah, because nowadays, pictures are everywhere. But that's the thing I was about to say. Like when I went to the Billy Idol concert, there I saw like a few people carrying Billy Idol records,
mm-hmm.
and he signed one of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, but that's such a hard thing to carry. Like records are big.
Yeah.
And like you have to carry it. You have to worry about someone like throwing a beer on it or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
do you just take the sleeve? I guess you just take the sleeve, right? Like you don't take the actual record that's inside.
Yeah, I think you would do the sleeve.
I guess I did. More well, likely. Also, like, it depends who's. Because, like, if it's Stan Lee, I'll get his autograph. Like,
yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, I got like, that Jim Lee autograph. Books. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, would you, do you read a comic book you have signed?
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm wealthy enough where I could just go
have,
back.
I have two copies.
Right? I'll buy a second. No, if it gets signed, I'll buy a get second the, copy.
Yeah.
Because I got. Read that I have that Red Sun signed by Dave Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I made sure I got my single issue signed by him
mm-hmm.
because I didn't want it on the trade paperback that I did read.
Yeah.
A lot. I think that was it.
Yeah. It's a lot more complicated than we're making it out to be. Cause
no, because it's simple for me. It's just like, if I get it signed, I'll just buy another one. That's yeah, not signed. Yeah, and then no, I have my signed copy and I have my unsigned
just
copy.
Just the conversation in general. It depends who it is.
Yeah. Jim Lee. What it's Stan on. Lee. If the last name is Lee.
Pretty much. If you're a Lee.
Yeah.
Then you don't use whatever it is.
Sorry, Brian Lay.
You're close, but not yeah. not all the way.
You don't get an. I don't care about your autograph.
You gotta change your name a little bit, and then
yeah, add another E on that. I don't care about your signature.
Then whatever you sign, he'll go around signing everything. Then because then you're like, I'm not gonna use that ever.
Our friend Anna brought up like we were driving down to our other friend's wedding, her sister's wedding,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "Do you remember that time he signed a Grease record and?" You gave it to me.
I remember that time.
Yeah, I was so drunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have these duplicate records. It was Breakfast Club that I gave to one of our friends. Mm-hmm. And then Grease I gave to Anna. And then I was trying to give you a Police Ghost in the System, I think is the name of the record. Because that was the other I had three duplicates at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing I'm not doing that now. I have so many duplicate records that it would take forever.
You'd be giving them to everyone.
So many more random
everybody
records.
That walks into your house, you're like, okay.
Here, a signed record by me.
Yeah.
You're like, did you have anything involved with the record? I'm like, not at all. I just think it's a good record and I think you should sign it.
Yeah. It's like when Stan Lee signs Batman. Like, people give him Batman and she's to sign stuff.
Yeah, I'll sign it.
He's like, sure.
Yeah. But in my defense, since then, I have found out that was a thing you did. If you were giving someone a gift, like a record as a gift, you would sign it with a message.
Really?
Yeah, like I went.
I never heard of this.
A few years ago when I was going through my uncle's records in Singapore,
mm-hmm.
he had like a lot of his records were like signed with like birthday messages and stuff. Like someone just, I don't know if it's like a sloppy gift or if it's like a thing. Because I know
seems
people used
sloppy.
To write
it's
their.
Like, I'm not even going to give you a card.
People used to write their names on their records.
Yeah, their own name.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You're labeling your own thing.
That's weird.
No. I mean, you don't think about collecting stuff. Well, like some people did, obviously.
But that was a big thing. Like, I remember I was talking to Terrell, Mr.
Well, like,
Bowtie.
Wouldn't you have a bunch of friends, they all have the same record? Maybe you're like...
Yeah, or you're like trading records and you're around. Like, yo, I want this record back.
Exactly. Yeah, can I borrow that record? And like, oh, how do I know it's mine? Well, my name's on it.
I think it was Terrell who told me this. That his mom and dad, when they got married, they like had to separate their record collections because they were like that serious about it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
These are my records. Those are your records, even after marriage.
Oh, like, wow.
Like people took records very seriously.
Yeah.
And I love that so much because...
Makes sense. You got this collection. You're like...
Yeah. Oh. I've had multiple friends tell me like, if you get married, you better put those records in a prenup. Because I have so many good records and there's like a lot of value in there that I just need to find.
Makes sense.
Well, there's all you
know. Shame to split that collection up.
Yeah,
that'd just be annoying.
Could you imagine? Someone's like, "Oh, I want half your records." I'm like, "What?"
You'd have to preemptively get duplicates of all your records.
Oh,
just
God.
Just for that worst case scenario.
I'm not made of money.
I think it's easier just to
because some of those records are out of print. Yeah.
Does anyone do that like in a prenup where it's like just weird things like that? I mean, it's not super weird, but like just those basic tenets, like this thing. I just don't want touched.
Well,
it's like,
I think now I understand how it works where I wouldn't need a prenup for that, right? because a prenup is only to cover stuff that you made during marriage.
I don't know. That's why I am.
Oh, that's what I believe. So, like, okay. Anything you take into a marriage, if you get a divorce, is still yours.
Is that how it works?
I believe so.
I don't know.
It's only joint assets that get split up.
I don't know. I think there's a thing if you're like super rich, they can come after your money somehow.
No, it's only they can only take half of the money that you earned.
Really?
But they can take,
and it's dependent on state, obviously.
Yeah, I think in California, yeah. But then I think you can also, they could argue that they got used to a certain lifestyle. Yeah,
that's the part I've heard.
But that's alimony payments. That wouldn't be considered like.
That's true.
That wouldn't be considered dividing the assets.
Yeah. Can you put that stuff in a prenup? Alimony payments?
I think so. I believe so. That's what prenups are for.
But how much can you really, like, in a prenup, can you complete? You can't, like, completely have it one sided, right? Like, so.
If the person signs it, the other person has to sign the prenup.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm just saying, no one signed. Like, if somebody's getting with like super rich person, and like they're like a poor person, like I'm saying, drastic difference. Okay. And then there's no way they could sign something that they'd be left with literally nothing.
Who, the rich person?
I feel like then you're trapped. You could be kind of trapped, and I feel like that's.
Oh, that'd be such a brilliant prenup. That'd be a great premise.
It would for that
sitcom
person. I'm just saying, like, to be that trapped, it seems like.
Let's go through this, okay? Like, yeah. So the poor person,
mm-hmm.
or the rich person signs a prenup that they lose everything and
No. I'm saying the opposite, where the poor person gets nothing. Basically, I'm saying the weird drastic scenario where it's like a homeless person,
yeah,
marries like a super rich person, but the homeless person signs anything. If we get divorced, like I get nothing, and they go back to being a homeless person, because that seems kind of crazy. Like if you're, like I feel like if you're married for like 10 years or something, and then you would still get nothing after?
I think if it's on the prenup, yeah.
Really? That just seems so bizarre.
Well, you didn't have kids together, right?
So. Yeah, no kids, but like, and you had no job, though.
Yeah, that's what the prenup is for.
I know, but like, that sounds crazy, because is it my fault that like, they were taking care of me for 10 years, so I lose 10 years of experience doing something else?
That's why they gotta be careful with those prenups, bro.
I know, but like, I don't think anybody would ever sign that.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't.
But you're pretty much forcing them to like, but what if they don't want to get divorced? That homeless person who was like, no, I don't want to go back to the street. They can just do it to him and like kick him.
I think you can after a certain amount of years. Huh.
That just seems crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it makes sense, but it's also, at the same time, you're like, yeah, but if you get used to something like that for 10 years, and then you're, like, back to having nothing?
That's the dangers of marriage.
Exactly, but...
That's why I'm not married right now. I'm afraid.
That's the reason.
Of all this weird legal hopscotch you have to play.
Why is the government getting involved?
Yeah. I'm like, what do we have to prove to them? They have to prove to us. More than we have to prove to them.
Yes. So that should be. Anyways, they're just weird thoughts.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't have any case
examples. That's 20 minutes of
examples of that.
Stuff that we're probably misinformed on.
I'm sure we're misinformed on. There's some correct stuff in there that we said.
Yeah.
Like I feel records. Like if we get nuggets of truth
all my
in there,
record information is solid, but I think the prenup stuff, I think, is only to cover in case of divorce. But then I heard you could, like, if you have separate bank accounts, then they can't touch it.
Yeah, I think that's true. But say you buy something,
and then
on behalf
both of you,
like, say they say, oh, here's a credit card, and then you buy a bunch of stuff. Is that their stuff or is it your stuff? Whose stuff does it become?
Wait, what?
Like, say
what?
You buy a bunch of clothes.
Yeah.
But they gave you the credit card. Is that still your stuff?
I think if they give you the credit card,
I think it's your stuff.
It's your
now.
Stuff done. Yeah.
Okay, that's how you do it.
Are you worried about, like?
No, I'm just
a divorce and then like
not at all
losing everything. You're like, I'm the poor person in the
story.
No,
I just think of these weird scenarios where I'm like, how much can like a contract really like be that specific and binding?
You can get pretty specific. As long as there's nothing illegal in it, because you
can't, yeah, obviously. That's one of the,
I think that's the best rule. Like, if I were to, like, if we were to write up a contract and you were like, I'll pay you $1 billion for, like, X amount of weed.
Yeah.
Like, that contract is not binding because...
Oh, it become everything becomes void because one thing in the contract is...
Well, I think you can't, like...
It invalidates the whole thing?
I think so.
By one thing.
Because, like, you can't have a contractual obligation to an illegal activity.
Yeah. But would it be part of the same
thing? I don't know if they just have to strike out that clause or if they have to strike out the whole contract.
Yeah, that's a good question. We need to get, lawyers on this podcast. Yeah, but
see, like, who's drawing up extensive contracts, like multi-clause contracts without lawyers present?
Yeah, exactly. Once you're getting into
the
weeds of it, it's becoming like, they're like, going to get specific and people are going to tell you what's up.
Is it still illegal? Well, I guess it would be illegal, right, in California, no matter what, to sell weed, even if I was like a farmer and you were like a...
You need like licenses and stuff, right?
Yeah, I think there's a license process. So,
but what if you are a dispenser and the person you're getting married to is a patient or whatever?
Wait, what?
No, to sell it like legally.
You wouldn't be able to sell it directly.
You'd have to sell it through the
dispensary,
and that probably couldn't be part of the contract.
What contract are we talking about? Wait, what contract? Like a selling contract?
You just said, like, if you do a million X amount of weed or whatever.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
I was saying, like, you can't have a contract between two people to, like, buy weed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if you did do that.
Because I know it'd have to be voided.
Then it wouldn't, yeah, it'd
be voided. It's still a really, like, because then, in theory, you shouldn't, if you go into a contract knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a cop finds that contract.
Yeah.
It looks very incriminating, but it shouldn't be allowed in court, right? Because you're like, well, it's a void contract. I know it's a void contract. Could you make that case?
Huh, that is interesting.
You're the freaking poli-sci major.
Right? I know, so. But I didn't go into the law, like law.
I took a business law class. Well, I took two business law classes because
two
one
more
of them,
than me.
One of them was for UC credit, and I didn't know that at Saddleback, so then when I went to Cal State, I had to take another one.
That's annoying.
Which it was the same class taught by the same teacher at Saddleback.
I don't like those like specific guidelines. That's
so
dumb.
So stupid.
That's dumb.
Anyways. Yeah, I think you can argue that.
Yeah, I think that's a valid argument. You can make that.
We should do that. We should drop. We should just go around writing these crazy contracts. We're like, I will buy 30.
It's specifically like showing them around cops to see. Like, I don't think a cop's going to like read a contract unless you say, can you read this and either arrest me or whatever.
That's weird, right? Because, like, you would think. Because then it also shows intent, though. It shows, like, intent of selling unless you know that, like. Unless you can prove that you both parties knew it was illegal.
Yeah.
To engage in such a contract.
Well, I think you would get in trouble because. Okay, now, if you're to hire somebody to kill somebody and you said you got to sign this paperwork, that's definitely illegal.
What? Contract killer. Like when I heard term contract killer, I don't think they use a real contract. I think
I know.
It's just like a verbal contract.
I'm aware of that. I'm just saying that's definitely illegal to sign that contract. Even if
say anything. Okay, so there's no words being exchanged. It's just a contract and you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we both know it's illegal, so it's not binding.
Yeah. That's why you definitely... Well, that's the thing. Like, how do those things
work? And then a cop finds it. See, I don't think a cop would just find this contract and be like, oh my God.
They wouldn't.
They would have to be like, okay, so...
Well, no one would draw paperwork for something like that. But you would need to...
I think...
How do people do...
I think it's all like verbal agreements and through emails and stuff.
It
because
is.
I think the whole loophole, the whole point of this like contract not being binding is the fact that like you can't sign up, pull up paperwork for a contract killer, have him sign it, have him not supply the service, and then I can't sue him.
Obviously.
I can't take him to court.
No one's going to sign a document like that anyway.
Yeah, but let's say he did. Let's say he's the stupidest assassin in the world.
Yeah.
I can't sue him.
No.
Because
you didn't kill that person I told you to.
You're like, well, that contract's non-binding because it's an illegal act.
Yeah.
The whole point of the story is if you rob a lawyer, if you rob a drug dealer,
drug dealer's not going to the cops.
No, that's the worst thing about robbing a drug dealer. It's you. The cops aren't going to do anything to you. They're just going to arrest you. Drug dealer will kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they do. I've seen plenty of movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it's one of those like chilled out drug dealers where like, that's the cost of doing business, which I've seen that in a movie like that once or twice.
A lot in movies.
What kind of movie? You're watching the good.
I'm watching a lot of ones movies. Where they're like, yeah.
Happens. You're not watching like Pineapple Express.
No.
Next Day Air or whatever that. Do you remember that movie where like it was like the two UPS drivers who find like a bunch of cocaine?
No.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That happens as a plot element.
I guess you're right. They're always looking for revenge.
Yeah. They always look for revenge.
No one's ever lets it go. And they're like,
dope.
Never figured out.
Dope.
But I assume in real life, they're like, how are we going to find out who took this? Like,
yeah.
It's a lot harder to find that person.
That's why you can't steal drugs that have like branding on it, like ecstasy. They always like stamp it with stuff.
Yeah.
You can't steal those kind of drugs.
No.
Acid has like paper.
Mm-hmm.
Weed. People call it stuff, and sometimes I guess there's like stuff on the bags there. I don't know.
Sure.
You have to be careful with what drugs you steal.
Yeah. And who you steal it from, because some people are a lot lazier and I think don't have that.
That's why I'm not a successful drug dealer, because I'd be like, they steal from me. I'm like, that's the cost of doing business.
That's what happens.
I went to business school. I know that there's a cost associated with doing business, and that's it.
Exactly. It happens sometimes, but a lot of them aren't businessmen. They're just like, no. Not.
Oh wait, there was in Punisher in the first Punisher movie, but the Punisher movie with John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Like they lose a shipment of cocaine to the Punisher.
Yeah.
And John Travolta argues with the other drug dealers, like, that's the cost of doing business. That's where I learned it from. I learned drug dealing from like the worst drug dealing movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because John Travolta ends up dead in that movie. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, doesn't work out. So.
Neither does dealing drugs, kids.
No, it doesn't.
Except for Freeway Rick Ross. He's like doing all right, I think.
Works out for some individuals.
He's like a public speaker. He makes a lot of money doing that, I'm sure.
There's a lot more people it's not working out for, I think.
Yeah. You know who drug dealing does work out for, though?
Jay-Z.
Jeff Sessions. Oh, yeah, Jay-Z. He was a very successful drug dealer.
Jeff Sessions deal drugs?
No, he doesn't deal drugs, but he's the attorney general, and he's trying to stomp down on...
Yes.
Drug dealer. So privatized prisons, it works out very well for them.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement unions, because they lobby for the drug war. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Sessions, the human Keebler elf.
Yes.
Why does he look so weird?
Oh, I think he was just born that way.
I wish you could, whenever I see like a weird looking person, I wish I could just collect their saliva and then send it into 23andMe and see what's wrong with them.
Does anybody do that to other people? Like, they collect their DNA?
Because...
illegal?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, first of all, yes.
Okay.
And then second of all...
Wait, how do they know, though?
What do you mean? How would they know?
Yeah, the people testing it.
Oh, they would.
Like, do you have to...
You have to sign a release when you send it in.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Saying that this is me or whatever? Saying,
like, I have consent to collect, to, like, submit this.
Okay. I don't know. I've never done it.
How big of a crime is perjury, really? But
who's gonna find out?
Yeah,
unless you tell them I got your DNA results.
But like for a 23andMe, I know this from experience. It requires like quite a bit of spit. Where like I was spitting into this tube, mm-hmm. You have to like fill this. There's like a line on this tube that you have to fill.
Oh wow!
And like, but I was getting hard by the end of it. Or I was like, I hope it's almost full.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get into superhero news.
We're a little off track.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
So, Captain America, speaking of contracts, Captain America's contract is done after Avengers 4, or Chris Evans' contract.
Oh, I was like, Captain America has a contract?
He has a contract. It's called the Constitution.
Must abide by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's pretty interesting. Done after 4, so.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Probably. It's weird. The article I read was like, yeah, Chris Evans has spoken about leaving acting and he wants to become more of a director.
He said that like 3 years ago.
Yeah, he said that 3 years ago. And if I remember correctly, two years ago, he said, I take that back.
I'll be
Captain America as long as they want me to be.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Shame on you, whoever reported this.
Yes. But I think it's very likely.
He'll die?
He'll die, probably. But I don't see... rule that out as him ever coming back.
Yeah. Because, like, did you hear about what Scarlett Johansson said on some late night show?
Yes.
That there's like a scene in the Infinity War. It's like, yeah, 70 Marvel characters at one time.
Well, she said there's probably 30 or something in one scene. There's like 70 total in like the whole movie or something.
That's a lot.
Something like that. That's a ton.
Yeah, name 70 Marvel characters right now. Go. Brian Quinn.
Well, I don't know what that is. Stan Lee. yeah, that'd be easy. Stephen Colbert.
Barack Obama.
but the... Yeah, like, I don't... Does that count? I guess that counts all the side characters. I mean, I could do it pretty easily. Yeah.
I had especially to. Like with all those Netflix shows.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And including bad guys.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be many villains. I mean, there'll be a lot of villains, but not a lot of old villains.
Asgardian local woman one.
just a bunch of Asgardians. Yeah. They'll probably all die in Ragnarok, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Real talk.
Be like, kill all those Asgardians.
Except for two.
Except for Thor. And is Loki confirmed for...
Yeah, but he's not a... Oh, wait, for what?
For Infinity War?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was saying... what's her name? Helen? Helena? What's her name?
Oh, yeah. She Valkyrie.
Valkyrie. Kate Blanchett's character. Yeah, she...
Wait, no. Hela. Sorry.
Hela.
I'm confusing Valkyrie with Tessa Thompson's character. She's Valkyrie. She's like the chick on like the planet on the... In Ragnarok? Thor Ragnarok trailer.
She's like the
chick that bring... So, like, that's like, on that planet.
In the net?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's that chick. That's... I think she's confirmed, though.
Yeah.
And Hela's confirmed,
which
is Kate Blanchett. I think...
Infinity War?
Maybe not.
I assume she dies in Thor Ragnarok.
That's true. All the villains die in Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. Except Zemo, which I don't think Zemo will be in Infinity War.
I assume he killed himself. Okay, we're going to talk about that on Friday.
Yes, let's just keep...
We're going to talk about that suicide case, okay? That suicide with a girl convinced her boyfriend. It caused a big ruckus at my work.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I'm
interested to hear about this.
I've been
this.
Doing that a lot lately, causing big ruckuses at work.
It seems like there's always a ruckus going on at your work.
About yeah, mainly the topical caused. Yeah, things. Mainly caused by me, where I'm like, "What are your thoughts?" And then someone has to try, like, because I'm usually talking to the same coworker.
Yeah.
And we agree on a lot of stuff, but then someone else always has to chime in, and they're like, "That's stupid." So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Deadpool 2 news.
Yes. We got a cast member added.
Shioli Kutsuna.
Yes. She's added as a key role in the movie. We don't mystery role.
Yeah.
But a key role.
So maybe she wasn't Dynamite? Dynamo?
No, we know who Domino.
Domino.
Domino is...
Jeez, my brain is like fried.
Who is Domino?
It's only Monday.
Domino was already cast, but this happened like a month ago or something. Domino is... Because had a bunch of actresses go out for her, and let's see why taking. Zazie Beetz from Atlanta. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So she's Domino, but this is somebody else. But we also have other Deadpool 2 news. We got they started filming, so they gave us their first set photo, which is a Deadpool in front of the Xavier Mansion, and he's doing the Spider-Man pose from the Homecoming poster.
Yeah, where he has like the headphones
he's, like,
on.
That, yeah, he's on that wall, like wall bench thing.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're shooting some scenes at the mansion, I guess.
Yeah.
I think they're actually going inside this time. I think so. That's the rumor, at least. I don't know why you'd go there unless you were filming there. So.
Yeah. Avengers Infinity War news.
Deny. I don't know. Gurira. She, from Black Panther, has joined Avengers Infinity War. Yeah. She's from The Walking Dead. She is,
Is that Michonne?
Michonne from The Walking Dead. And she's in the Black Panther trailer.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Isn't she like his mom or something like that?
No. She's like one of the. One of those group terrorists. Of warriors. No, one of the groups of the warriors. Yeah. I forget what they're called.
Well, there were like the baseball team, and then there's like the Native American people.
Yeah,
the groups of from the Warriors, right? The gangs from the Warriors.
Exactly. A lot of
the Furies teams. Are what the baseball team is called.
Yeah, a lot going on in that trailer for Black Panther. Yeah, you got a lot of baseball teams in there.
Well, there was the terrorist group. Real talk, there was like the terrorist group in the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you notice the changes in his costume?
Yes.
That's pretty cool looking, man. Someone like showed like the comparison. Yeah.
Side by side. Have you seen that thing on
saw it on Reddit.
Yeah, on Reddit, that was like the Marvel cost, all of them, all the costume comparisons with the comics.
Yeah.
Or like a bunch of them.
It was like the comic versus the movie.
Yeah. It's like
some of those comics look goofy as
and
hell.
They do. Yeah. It's like,
well, like Purple Man. He's like actually purple in the comics.
Oh, he's purple. Yeah. His whole face is purple and stuff.
Yeah. And then like in the show, it's just
purple suit.
Purple suit. Yeah. Good. A lot enough. Of purple.
Yeah. They don't even call him Purple Man, honestly. Right? They don't call him Purple Man, do they?
I think they
That's
say
the other thing
like
about
Marvel.
Oh, they maybe say a Joker, whatever. That's the other thing about a lot of Marvel stuff. They don't call him, or a lot of superhero stuff in general. Like sometimes they don't call him
the name because it's kooky. It's weird.
Like Wonder Woman hasn't been called Wonder Woman yet. I'm sure she will at some point.
No, she did though.
Who called her Wonder Woman?
Oh, what was it?
Was it in Batman versus?
No, they said it in Wonder Woman. They said it like once in the whole movie. Where it's like, she's a Wonder Woman or something like that.
I don't remember that.
It's like just like they did the whole Diana Princess. He's like, Diana Prince.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not her real name.
I thought that was her name.
I was like, my whole life is a lie.
I didn't read into this too much. I don't know if that's the same way in the comics how it came up, but like in the I guess there aren't a lot of Marvel characters. It's just basically Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver because of
the rights.
The rights thing. But I think everyone else is probably called their comic name, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, even in the Netflix shows, they're all called.
Well, I mean, two of them are their actual birth names.
Yeah, and they do even call him Power Man at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, that's what the, what's his face, Pops calls him. He's like Power Man before he even knew he had powers and stuff. You just call him Power Man.
Makes sense. Randomly. Look at that guy.
I know, he's huge. He didn't need powers.
Yeah, you're like, what is this guy?
You beat up any people
doing
anyway.
Cleaning up. Is he mentally handicapped or something? And they're like, no, he's just.
Yeah, this guy should be like
an ex-con.
A bodyguard or something.
Yeah, like, well, I think I need. Yeah, exactly. He's like a bodyguard. He would make a great bodyguard.
He would. That's,
how great would it be if they like retconned it where he was supposed to be? Like, because in real life, Michael Clark Duncan mm-hmm. was supposed to be Tupac's bodyguard the night he got killed.
Oh, really?
But he called in sick. How great would it be if Luke Cage was supposed to be Tupac's bodyguard that night? Alternative history.
They should do that. Haven't seen the new season or the new
but
season.
Then it doesn't, the timeline doesn't match up because like he got the powers.
Doesn't match up at all.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
It's unfortunate, but.
And they can change the timeline and make it so Tupac's alive still in current times. And no, that's too kooky.
That's
too kooky even for Marvel with their time stones and alternate dimensions. Stuff.
Apparently that All Eyes on Me movie isn't that good.
That's what I heard. Jada Pinkett Smith was very angry about it.
Yeah, because she has a history with Tupac.
Apparently. I didn't even... This is my headline reading, so I don't know. Yeah, I didn't do a deep dive.
They did a movie together, and then like Tupac referred to
her. Is that like in
as,
the movie where she's in the movie or something?
What do you mean?
I don't know what she's mad about. I was trying to...
Oh, like in real life she had a relation with
Tupac.
Yeah,
but like they... What was she mad about the movie?
It probably wasn't accurate or something. Yeah. It made him look too gangster when he was a very loving soul to her.
Because
he referred to Jada Pinkett as his heart many times. But, you know, thugs get lonely too. That doesn't make sense. But anyways.
Yes.
Kevin Feige was talking a little bit.
He likes
to
talk. I like that, Kevin Feige, when he talks.
Yeah, so he says that there is not a DC-Marvel rivalry. Man. And he says he hasn't ruled out an R-rated MCU movie because he does not realize who owns Marvel. And he confirmed...
He doesn't rule it out, but Disney may
rule it. Disney probably ruled it out a long time ago.
Unless like they start having a bunch of flops in a row.
Could you imagine, though, if they're just like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it, let's do... Like, Bob Iger's like, fuck it, let's do an R-rated
movie. I'm surprised enough they do the Netflix shows. Like, honestly, yeah. You watch Luke Cage and you're like, they're doing this,
like,
is
ABC
Disney
produced.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. Like, the fact that they've done that to me.
Yeah, because I've seen
it's pretty nuts. So I
nudities.
I could see him. I could
I wish
see
people
it, but
referred to nudity in plural as nudities instead of just nudity. Nudities. It's like
nudities.
Yeah.
Like, you that, sounds, that sounds weird.
It does sound weird. I like it. But yeah, he also confirmed that Venom will not be set in the MCU, which everyone knew because
everyone
Sony's
knew
yeah, weird.
They're going off on their own.
Black and silver with Venom.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just hoping Spider-Man does make all that money. And then they'll rethink this whole craziness that they're
speaking of Spider-Man. Spider-Man's tracked for $90 million opening weekend, which is what Wonder Woman was tracked for, and I think it like blew that out of the water, right?
Yeah, I kind of think it's gonna go higher. I don't know.
It's weird though, because I was thinking about it the other day.
How much did Guardians make?
A lot.
I don't know. I think it'll make close to a Guardians. I don't know. I can't tell if like it's hard to get a vibe on the general public.
Yeah,
because I just know all the Marvel people are
my cousin pretty amped for hated it. Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
The first one?
What? What's
he's
what?
Like, a talking tree? Are you kidding me?
How would he why would he even watch it then?
Well, he was like, we watched it on a bus from like and I was like, okay, enough said. Like, you don't need to talk anymore.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So Wonder Woman is box office in third highest of 2017 behind Beauty and the Beast and Guardians. Mm. So
wait, Guardians had more than Wonder Woman?
Yeah. Huh. Domestic Guardians total or opening weekend? What do you want?
Opening weekend.
Let's see. 146 million.
Wow. That's crazy
suck
high.
It. Yeah, that is very high.
Yeah, so yeah, I can't see Spider-Man beating that. That's pretty high.
But Wonder Woman is supposed to cross 550 million this weekend.
Yeah.
That must include international. Right?
Yeah, it does. That has to.
It's crazy that movie like has international appeal, because like a lot of those people are enemies.
What do you mean?
Because like, so it says like adding an extra boost to the international totals, Wonder Woman has openings in Germany, Switzerland, Norway, and the Netherlands. How do you think Germany is going to react to this movie? To be
I
fair,
I think they're
though,
against their past, right?
Like, yeah, but also,
I don't know how
she claims that they're good people in that movie. She's like, the Germans are good people. Remember?
Yeah, but then she realizes they're not when she's like, Chris Pine's like, some people are just evil. Like, because she kills what she thinks is there. She's like, this should have worked.
Yeah, but that's like a very short amount of time between like that. And
true. True, and discovering anything anyway.
Yeah.
But
like, she only doubts herself like for like an hour. In real time, maybe.
True.
Because like, then she's like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Like, humans aren't bad.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I was right. Ares.
Okay. I was about to, like, doubt everything in my life, but now it's okay.
Did you hear about how, like, the first thing they shot was that photograph?
Yeah, I did read that.
Yeah.
It was because they shot it for Batman vs. Superman.
Guy.
And then they
had to reshoot it.
And that wasn't even like the original plan of like being in the movie or whatever.
No.
And did you know that like Patty Jenkins fought for that No Man's Land scene?
Yeah, isn't like, that crazy? Like the best scene of the movie?
Yeah. How is that like not like a linchpin of the movie?
Because it's stupid. The concept of it, like No Man's Land, well, I'm a woman, like the mascara.
See,
of No Man's
like
Land.
You picked That's up that stupid. Right away. I'm slow. And I think I'm like below, I think most people got that. And I'm just like, whoa, that is nuts. I like
what
that.
What was it? I think it was on, did you listen to the newest Tell Him Steve Dave?
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, like it's shot for shot. Like, you're like skip beat for beat. It's the same as like this other movie.
Yes. But I'm trying to remember what other movie they said.
No, I can't remember either.
Isn't there talk, like, didn't they just talk about what our like question this week is on Tell Him Steve Dave? What's our question this week on Wednesday? I'm pretty sure they were talking what we
like
were,
if the personal views of the like how much does the personal belief
they were talking about that a little bit when they were saying like, oh, Mel Gibson, like he's like, I like
his acting,
his movies
but
I
don't
like
the person
guy.
Yeah,
so they're kind of talking a little bit about,
yeah, dude, we're maybe Brian Quinn's listening.
Hey, we brought that up already.
I can dream.
Yeah. Oh, I saw Alive at the Gramercy too.
Yeah, me too. We nice. Should talk about that.
We should talk about that. Well, that's for another day.
That was actually, I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was very enjoyable.
I liked it a lot.
Because then after that, I was like, I'm going to rewatch. Well, then I watched the episode 300 video that was included with it. Mm-hmm. Then I watched Out of Context. Then I watched Puppet Theater.
Yeah.
And the only thing I didn't watch was Making Clay because, like, it's not watchable.
Yeah, it's not the same thing either. No. It's not like them. I don't consider it them. It's them doing something creative. Like, I don't find it them being them.
Yeah, because when we watched Out of Context the first time, it was like the pre-release that they released to appease Making Clay people. And then I went out and bought it again because mm-hmm. on the podcast, they're like, well, no one's bought it and everyone's been asking for it. And I was like, it's like $10. I'll throw $10 at the podcast.
Yeah.
So I bought it and then I was like, I forgot. I was like, is this different?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell because it's been so long since I watched it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this guy's a genius.
Yeah. Pretty great stuff.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yes.
Where were we?
Spider-Man news. Yes. Tom Holland, he's a bit of a talker too. He kind of puts his foot in his mouth and has been saying things that probably shouldn't be said.
Yeah.
But he kind of implied that Spider-Man is going to be a trilogy. So the
I forgot where he said it.
Forgot where he said it too.
Late Night Show.
I don't think he said it on TV. He talks
so much everywhere.
He does. I'm like, I can't watch any of his interviews because I know he's like, he already said like months back. He said a scene. They haven't shown any trailers. He said something like, it's not even a big scene, but he said something. I'm like, I can't listen to this guy talk until I see this movie. He's just going to tell me everything. But he said that the. We already know Homecoming 2 is coming out, but he said like their plan is a trilogy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the mold of things. It's always a trilogy. But
that also requires
Sony to... Yeah, it implies...
That Sony and Marvel have come to an agreement.
Yes, and that has... I'm sure that hasn't happened yet. Or they're keeping it under wraps.
It has. Yeah, it's under wraps. I hope it has come on.
I hope so.
Especially if it's tracking for $90
million. Yeah.
The other...
Well, I don't know why you would not do it.
The Spider-Man movies perform very well, but they're not very good. So if this movie can perform very well and be very good.
Yeah.
Because I think even Amazing Spider-Man 2 performed well, right?
I don't think it made as much money as...
I think eventually it started costing too much. That was a problem.
Yeah, they paid so much money for that movie, which never made sense. Like, why
are
you...
You're like, what are you paying for?
Yeah, you don't have to do, like, CGI Spider-Man, CGI fight. Like,
I think it's... what's her name? Emma Stone probably cost a lot of money. Jamie Foxx, that was probably a very expensive movie.
It actually, was. Looking back. And there was a lot, that whole fight scene at the end. Because like,
who's the most expensive person, do you think, in this movie? Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, in this movie? Robert Downey Jr. for sure.
Yeah.
Or Keaton and, I think Robert Downey Jr. still, and then Keaton second.
And then Tomei?
What?
Or then Holland?
I don't know. Marissa Tomei, how much she get paid?
Yeah, but she's not going to be in this movie that much.
I assume Tom Holland's getting more than her.
Yeah.
But she's probably next.
Then Zendaya?
Probably, yeah.
Then the other chick?
I don't know. Some were a bunch of the kids, though.
What about... Oh, shoot. We forgot
his
about
buddy, like, though. His friend, Ned Leeds, I guess.
And then also the teachers. Those teachers. Hannibal Buress.
I don't think they're getting paid that much, though. They're not getting paid that much. They're just like... throw in characters, I assume.
Maybe, but then there's also supposed to be the Shocker, who I think was
and there's also Donald Glover's in there.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be that major.
I don't think so. And then the Tinker's in there somewhere, allegedly. That's still not confirmed, yeah. I guess.
What's the other girl's name?
In the movie or the actress?
Actress.
The kids?
Yeah. There's Zendaya, and then there's... Zendaya's...
I know the character's name. But the actress, I don't know.
Which one's Zendaya?
I don't know her character. I don't spoil it for me.
So she's the one with the weird hair.
Yeah, she's the one that's she's like the tomboy. She's one. The Michelle, quote unquote. Yeah. The other one's Liz Allen, but I don't know the actress's name. I believe I'm getting that right.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up. Played by Laura Harrier. What was she in?
Was she in anything? I don't know if I know her.
I'm going to find out. American actress.
How much do you think John Favreau gets paid
the last 5 years. Being happy? Oh, yeah.
I don't think he gets paid that much.
Oh, what about the Indian kid? Tony Ravioli or whatever?
Oh, ravioli.
Tony Revolori.
I'm sure he's getting paid something. But not like a ton. I don't know. I don't know how big the roles in the movie are. It's a thing. Because it's hard to tell. From that trailer, the trailer like hides all the school stuff, really. Really does.
Which is, to me, going to be, the best part of the movie.
That's going to be the best part and most of the movie.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. They're hiding that because that's the story.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, let's show them the action-y stuff because, we don't want to spoil the story, basically. Yeah. Is what it looks like.
Because apparently, the whole movie starts, from what I've read, is it starts with that Staten Island scene.
Where
Iron Man comes and saves the day. That's in the first 10 minutes is what I've heard. It's rumored.
Okay, that's cool. I dig that because that's crazy because you would assume that's a middle of the movie.
From what I understand, most of the movie, he does not have his suit either.
That's crazy. Really?
Because have you seen him where he's wearing the sweatshirt and the goggles?
Yeah.
That's most of the movie.
Interesting. But I wonder if he gets the suit back at the end or if that is the last.
That's the thing.
It's hard to tell if that scene where he's in that suit fighting with Vulture, is that I don't think that's the last scene. I don't know. Maybe it is. Is the plane scene the last scene? I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think there's a lot of mystery in this movie. So
yeah.
I think they're
Is weird because we assume that we've seen so much of it.
Yeah. But
it turns out we've only seen a lot of the Robert Downey Jr. scenes.
Yes. I think we've seen all of that movie
for so little.
You were saying that before. That's probably all of him.
I bet
all
him scenes. Where he's flying over the helicopter isn't the end of the movie. That's at the end of the movie. Where he has that little drone that pops up.
Oh, yeah. When he goes to Washington.
What's that kid? Ned
Leeds? He has his real suit, though.
Ned Leeds wears his real suit.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to tell the order.
Or not things. His real suit, but he wears his. Hat,
yeah, he puts it on.
His face mask.
He puts it on, and it's oh, yeah, it fit form fits too.
Yeah.
Your face or whatever. So, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that boat scene couldn't. I don't think it happens right away. Because that sounds like a middle of the thing.
No, I don't think so.
Huh. But how could he lose his suit that fast then?
Because that's the whole thing. It's like Iron Man 3, man. How much of Iron Man 3 was Iron Man?
Yeah, just the beginning and the end.
Exactly. That's the Spider-Man we're going to watch. It's Iron Man 3.
But you think he's putting on this suit with Ned Leeds in the end? So that's weird.
That makes sense, though, because he's like, you're Spider-Man.
He finds out at the end?
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
No, because we've seen that scene.
But the homecoming dance, we haven't seen any of that. That has to how it has to end. I think.
Not just that, but also the scene where it's do you know this guy? And it's Captain America on the PPE video. And he's like, yeah, I stole a shield.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right. Maybe.
So he knows then. I think he finds out real early.
Yeah.
See, this movie's a lot of mystery. I like it.
I like it too.
I can't tell what's
Granted, a lot of the mystery is caused by us.
Yeah. By the most I've really dissected into it. Yeah. And I thought I'd. Sometimes I think I'm going to spoil myself by thinking too hard about it, and no, that didn't happen at all.
No.
I'm just more confused. Because every time I see, after I see the movie, and then if I, see a trailer later, I'm like, oh, it was obvious this happened here, and I think that I knew that before, and I'm like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that because I saw it recently.
Yeah.
And it seems obvious to me now that I've seen it.
Anyways.
Yes.
X-Men Dark Phoenix.
A lot of news.
Yeah.
We got a director, Simon Kinberg, who has been producing. He's basically Fox X-Men's Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
He's directing this movie, his first directorial debut.
Ever? Out of anything?
I think so. I think it's the first time he's ever directed.
That's crazy.
So it's a bold, interesting thing to do. And, I don't know. I think this is the movie. I don't know if, I'm more excited about the New Mutants and Deadpool than I am this movie, which they're all coming back next year. But to ensure that some people go see it, they have made deals with...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right? It is his first time directing.
Yeah, directorial debut.
Yes, it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But he's been around this stuff, so he knows the world.
Yeah.
But directing still is a different thing. But we have a release date, November 2nd, 2018. Jessica Chastain's in talks to play the villain, and they're getting everybody back together. It's
disgusting. It is unbelievable.
It's crazy to me. They got everyone. They got Jennifer Lawrence back, Fassbender. They got James McAvoy, Nicholas Holt, Alexandra Shipp, Sophie Turner, Ty Sheridan, and Cody Smith McPhee. So that's Mystique, Magneto, Xavier, Beast, Storm, Jean Grey, Cyclops, and Nightcrawler.
All returning.
All coming back. So this is basically the sequel to Apocalypse. It's an Apocalypse. So it's crazy the way they were talking about that last movie of like, oh, they're going to have to pay. Like, how much did they pay these guys? Because, man. Like
Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm pretty sure
she didn't want to do anymore.
Yeah. And they're going to like write into it that she never turns into Mystique like the whole movie or something. Yeah, she's going to like lose her powers because it's like, I don't want to put any on that makeup.
And then
that
Fassbender, I think he's tired of it too. I'm sure McAvoy's tired of it too.
Yeah, I think they're all kind of like over it. So it's kind of interesting that that's really what they're doing. But I mean, I think they're like, they're doing so well with Deadpool and Logan that they're like, eh, we're kind of making our money up on this end. So like, we'll take a little bit more risk on this, I guess, even though these are the more expensive ones. I'm pretty surprised they're all coming back. Because the way they talked about that last movie. But maybe they got a really good idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, this is the least one I'm excited for out of the three ones coming next year.
Still crazy. I don't believe it. This is
unbelievable. Yeah, that's a lot of movies. They've gone from like one movie a year to three movies in 1 year. Like, it's so fast and quick. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, just like Sony.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing. They're going three movies next year. Oh, well, if you consider the animated, one, and if you consider Venom and Black and Silver, which I think that's still shaky. There's no way they're coming out the same month. Like, I don't buy that.
Yeah,
I think this will all be resolved after Spider-Man: Homecoming comes out. We'll get a clearer picture of what's going on, I think. We got Justice League news. Danny Elfman's gonna score the movie, so I think he worked with Joss Whedon on, I think he did Age of Ultron.
Just Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
The whole soundtrack, could you imagine?
That'd be crazy.
But I love little girls that make me feel so good. You're like, what is going on? Like, why is Superman?
This does not feel like the DC Universe 5. Yeah. They really went in a different direction.
Yeah. Well, did you read that? They said with the success of Wonder Woman that they're just going to drop the whole dark and gritty vibe.
Apparently, like, the reshoots are to put more Wonder Woman in the movie, too.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Did you see the movie? Makes more sense, honestly, if they do Justice League. Wonder Woman's trying to get them together.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than Batman trying to get them together.
Yeah, because Batman historically doesn't work on a team.
He doesn't. He's not the team.
Wonder Woman will realize after she got that picture, she'll be like, teamwork.
that's a brilliant idea. I didn't even think about that.
She's like, I need to find a Native American. They go get the growing guy. And...
Or she's kind of racist about it. She's like, oh, Momoa, you're close enough.
Yeah.
She starts getting people. She's like,
you're oddly ethnic.
And she's like, oh, I didn't have a black guy before, so let's get Cyborg this time.
Yeah. You know how it was back then.
And Batman, you can be like the Chris Pine, right? I think you can do that, right?
What if she views black people as like the women? Like, so you know how, like, in Wonder Woman, she's, like, fighting for women's equality? She's like, oh, black people are still fighting that equality battle.
Yeah.
But to be fair, women still are, too, so.
Yeah. True.
But I think women have made money. I don't know. They've made quite a few.
Let us debate about black people or women. Two people who are not black people or women.
Which one has gotten closer to equality? Well, that's tough.
That's a debate. That
we had a half black president. We haven't had a half woman or a woman
president. Half woman president. Wait for the half woman.
Yeah, I don't think that's not going to happen for a long
aren't
time.
Aren't all people half women?
All men are half women, technically, I guess, with X chromosomes.
Right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
I don't know all the sciences. We need a scientist too. Okay. Some lawyers, scientists. Just get a bunch of experts.
I guess it. Well, no. We're not all half women.
We're not.
Well, we are, because I guess we came from our moms.
Yeah.
But I was saying, like,
half DNA.
You could argue that, like, if something was born with just one X chromosome, it just wouldn't survive. Like, it needs that second chromosome, so that's what it's defined by, that second chromosome.
Yeah, that's true.
We're really not half women. We're just all no, man.
I guess,
women are all women.
True, I know. I'm half DNA.
But then if you're like X, XY, then I guess you would be half woman, half man. But that Y chromosome really does some weird shit. It makes it small. It's so small, and yet it completely so takes small. Over.
It's true.
Because you could be like XXXY, and it's still like, I don't know, I didn't take
all biology, those different
but, I think you're sterile, right? Like, you can't reproduce.
There was a bunch of those, and I don't remember which one's which, so
I don't. Find something syndrome.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yes, so Justice League, it's going to be scored by Danny Elfman. He also did Spider-Man.
And Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, he's done a lot of stuff, so. Yeah, so that's an interesting tonal shift.
From Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL.
Yeah, I think Junkie XL was supposed to do this one, too.
Yeah, but I think he's like, I'm not going to work with that weirdo. Oingo Boingo. I'm surprised Danny Elfman can get work with Oingo Boingo. Like, that's some goofy music. That's like if someone, like Weird Al, was hired to score a movie. Which I would love. I would watch that movie because Weird Al, I think, is a music genius.
Yeah,
but
he could do it.
If someone was like, hey, seriously, like, this action movie scored by Weird Al, I'd be like, wait, what?
Doesn't seem to fit.
I was like, how much accordion is this movie? Like,
yeah.
Like, give me. I feel like Danny Elfman should be treated the same, but not, because he's
got a track record.
He has now, a really good, he's like, proven. His score is really good, but
yeah, he's proven.
I mean, it should be tarnished.
It's not, though. Yeah, I like his scores.
How many people do you think connect Danny Elfman with Oingo Boingo?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I always think of Spider-Man when I think of
him. I always think of Oingo Boingo. Hmm. And Nightmare Before Christmas.
Interesting.
Some might argue the two most famous things.
Maybe.
Works of his.
Possibly. We got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 news. It came out this week. James Gunn, another guy, likes to talk.
Yeah.
He said he may change some canon from the first movie.
Yeah, we read specifically about, like, well, not as specifically as we can get.
Yes, as he was specific but broad at the same time. So basically he said the scene where they're all in the first Guardians of the Galaxy, where they're all lined up, the prison. Like
the mugshot scene.
Where they have all the facts about each guardian, one of those things is he may change because it doesn't fit in with his story. But he's still deciding whether that is, and that's literally the minor of squibbles. You could, like, I don't think anyone would care if he would do that. I don't think anybody read those in detail. I didn't. Like, I didn't know the specific details. I just knew a couple of things, but I don't think anyone would mind if he did that, but he still hasn't decided that. And that leads into the other bit of news.
Yeah, James Gunn finished the first draft of the movie, which is pretty cool, but I'm pretty sure this movie goes through, like, a bunch of drafts, so.
Yeah.
It's like,
and it's also,
it's huge, I think he said it was
altered by Infinity War, obviously.
Yeah.
And stuff. So. And it's still, like, they haven't even announced when it's being released yet, so. Still a little ways off.
Yeah.
When we got some Venom news, allegedly it starts filming in September in New York City and Atlanta.
When was this movie supposed to be released?
October. And of next year.
Okay.
Next year. So a year to shoot and finish the movie.
Not still.
I don't know. So, but this is, I'll believe it when I see it, because they've said stuff like this before. I'm going to.
If they don't push this movie back, I don't know. I'll do something crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be.
I'll dress up as Venom optimistic for Comic-Con
that
or something.
Like
the shittiest Venom I can think of.
Yeah.
Literally, like, tar myself.
I'm more scared about them, like, the rumors about Black and Silver, where they're gonna poach a bunch of villains.
Yeah, because that's dangerous. Because,
like, then what do you do? Like,
what's Spider-Man gonna fight?
Yeah, like, okay, if you have the same villains in two different movies, I'll be fine with that. I just wouldn't feel like they would do that.
What if Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man 2, he's babysitting Tony Stark's alcoholism, and he's like, no, you can't drink anymore, Tony. Do you hear about that, where, like, when he was filming, he would go, and the sound guy would get pissed?
Yeah. Chris Pratt did the same thing with guns. He was like, pew, pew, pew. Funny when they do that.
Yeah. I doubt this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, this is so unbelievable.
It's... They got to start doing. I know they have Tom Hardy or whatever, but like,
isn't you got to start that one Taboo? What happened? I thought Taboo was coming back for season two.
Probably,
but he's gonna film sometime.
Yeah, but it's only like 10 episodes, right?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they film it somewhere like in Louisiana or something, don't they?
Probably. I don't know. I'm hoping Tom Hardy drops out, and then I mean, I like Tom Hardy's Venom is a great idea.
What if they got that one dude back from Spider-Man 3?
Topher Grace?
Yeah. Would you watch a Topher Grace Venom movie?
it's so terrible. I don't think. I don't know.
I might. How much of it are we gonna? How much Tom Hardy are we gonna see in this movie? That's my question.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Because I'm like, isn't he Venom? Is this an Eddie Brock? We don't even know if it's Eddie Brock, right?
No.
We don't know anything.
I hope not, because he doesn't, in my mind, Topher Grace is Eddie Brock.
Really?
Like,
he's not an Eddie Brock in my mind.
I know, but like, that build. There's a huge difference between Topher Grace and Ed, or
not I know. Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's way more like Venom.
Yeah.
That's the build it's supposed to be. He's supposed to be like intimidating already.
As Venom or as Eddie Brock?
Both. He's supposed to be like a bigger dude.
Yeah.
Like he's supposed to be somebody who you think like, oh, that's why Venom is the way. Like it takes the characteristic of like that person too. It's not like just a symbiote in and of itself. That's why it has to be related to Spider-Man. The only reason he has like the spider similar powers is because of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know what the symbiote looks like if I don't know if there's any comics about the symbiote before.
Before
or different Spider-Man. Symbiotes. I don't know how they work. So, need that expert too.
Yeah. So, online, there's this dude named TD Medina who cuts these movies up and puts them in chronological order. So, he did it with the MCU, he did it with the DCEU, and he released the DCEU version 2 on Saturday. And that is. It includes Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, and Suicide Squad, and he puts it all in chronological order. He did it with the MCU up to Doctor Strange, and he did it with the X-Men universe, and all three of those got released. So the X-Men universe, it's in multiple parts, all of these movies. So I think MCU is like 13 parts, DCEU is 3 parts, and X-Men... You is in 9 parts.
That's like the hardest and that's most the hardest chopped up one.
Chopped up one because
it's already involved time travel.
Yeah, there's two versions of it. There's one that's called the original timeline, and the other one's called the revised timeline. So they both share part one, and then the timeline split off.
So I assume in Doctor Strange they were because there is.
Because there was time a lot travel. Of guessing involved.
There's time travel in Doctor Strange.
You want me to pull up the...
No, I assume like they play that scene. Obviously, you can't really cut that. It'd be weird. It wouldn't make any sense. I didn't
find out. Because on his
I know,
website,
it's obvious. That, like, it's not like a straight up time travel where they go back years or something. But like, it's just a scene where you obviously can't loop on itself and cut out stuff that didn't happen. But
okay, so... can do... Oh, he's supposed to release one tomorrow.
Ooh.
Which is supposed to include extended scenes and deleted scenes.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, does he have like the end credit scenes on there too?
I believe so. If they fit.
If they fit.
Yeah, so Thor meets Strange.
Ah, yeah.
Mordo.
But what about the scenes that are actually part of the movie? He doesn't put those in, right? They're just in the like Civil War, like after Ant-Man, there's an end credit scene for Civil War, but that's in Civil War. Yeah, so I assume he doesn't do that.
But he included like WHIH news front special reports and stuff from YouTube.
Interesting. I think they've only done that for like Ant-Man stuff.
They did a few.
I think they're all for Ant-Man.
And then Ant-Man deleted scene and mid-credit scene from Ant-Man. Hmm. Hank Pym shows Janet the prototype suit. Wired interview with Darren Cross. Avengers Age of Ultron. Yeah, post-credit scene. Really includes all that.
Cool.
Baby Groot dances. The Collector Museum is in shambles with the appearance of Howard the Duck. Also, part 10 is the one you want to see. That's like most of the movie of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
My only problem with this is it is released in 720p. And also, only download this if you own the original copies, because they're also would be considered piracy.
Yeah.
We're not advocating any illegal activity.
No, not at all.
But in the name of discussion.
Yeah, we're just talking about the coolness of...
I mean, obviously a lot of time goes into a project like this.
Yeah. And also, so, it's cool to just even look at, like, just look at what it, how it is broken down.
Yeah, so he says, there's supposed to be a new one released already by the time you listen to this. It says, estimated date 6/18, with new scenes over the opening monologue. Extended, Colonel Phillips gives Steve his medal. Added a scene of Ant-Man in action in 1975, which was from the Darren Cross presentation. Steve's mother dies prior to Red Skull finding the Tesseract. Cleaned up to some transitions. Deleted scene of Odin and Frigga arguing over Thor's banishment. Extended scene of Jane, Darcy, Eric checking in Thor to the hospital. Extended scene Thor, Loki, and the Warriors. 3, preparing to leave Asgard for
Jotunheim?
What?
Jotunheim?
Yeah. Extended scene, Darcy saves a dog when the destroyer attacks. Extended scene, Captain America wakes up and talks with Nick Fury. Deleted scene, Loki fantasizes about his coronation. And deleted scene, Pietro helps evacuate Sokovia. So, there's like a lot of stuff that, I mean, this thing is 14 parts. And then, once Guardians of the Galaxy is released, he's going to add those two, and that's estimated time of arrival in September. So, like, that's, like, props to this dude.
Yeah.
If he had a donation, like, I would donate, but I
don't know. It's a lot of work going into that.
Especially because he's doing MCU, DCEU, and X-Men universe.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
It's not...
And the X-Men universe, I believe, includes Deadpool. So, it's like...
Yeah. So, there's all these different timelines and...
Yeah. And Logan.
And Logan just went into the future and stuff.
Yeah, so.
Is that the same future as the Deadpool world or the regular world?
It's confusing. Deadpool world.
And then it's probably going to get even more screwed up when Deadpool 2 comes out, because Cable's from the future. Are there going to be any future scenes with Cable, or is he just going to come out of nowhere? I don't know.
Crazy. No, I'm excited for the DCEU when Wonder Woman comes out.
Yeah. Because
Wonder Woman takes place a lot of it before.
That's like the whole movie is...
Like, you see that all before...
Wonder Woman. You just watched the whole Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, and then... Well, except for the beginning scene. But maybe they have the beginning scene as a setup. Or is that, like, the last scene you
see? No, I think that happens right after Batman... Or right after Suicide Squad. Would just be those two scenes next to each other.
Yeah, but, like... Because, like, in the MCU chronology he released, he has that opening monologue from Tony Stark.
Yeah.
As like a setup for the whole thing, so maybe he would have that.
Yeah, but that's a audio only, but that's visual. I think if it's visual, he'll show it at the proper time. Where that Tony Stark's kind of audio, but yeah, it doesn't really make sense what he's saying.
So, anyways, yeah, go check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty
just
cool.
Google MCU a chronology.
I think it's one of the bizarre scenes is because at the end of Man of Steel, they do that flashback where Clark's a kid with the cape.
So that's put in the beginning.
That means that'd be put early, which seems weird.
We can look it up. Let's look it up.
So that'd be put first, and then he would like be in his classroom where he's like hearing weird stuff. It's just a weird like bunch. If you put all those scenes where he... Like, that's a weird, depressing arc, I feel like. When if you put all the scenes where he's a kid... Because it'd start out hopeful where he's got the cape, and then it cut right into him like, I can't hear, Mom, like everything's too loud. Oh, and then he's like, his dad dies in the tornado. That all happened back to back to back.
So Diana Prince receives an old photograph of her found by Bruce Wayne, and then after reflecting on her time in World War I, Diana Prince flies off into battle. That's where the movie ends.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh yeah, that's how Wonder Woman ends, right?
I don't remember that part.
She didn't fly off into battle, she was on the rooftop.
Yeah.
I didn't think she saw any battle. I think she's just protecting,
so patrolling. First one, right?
That's the most current thing.
Where he's wearing the cape?
Yeah, where he's a kid wearing the cape.
It says, all it says is Clark's superpowers emerge for the first time.
Oh, it doesn't have that scene? That, no, Man of Steel ends with him as a kid wearing a cape.
Yeah,
and a lot of people were complaining. They're like, why is he wearing a cape?
I don't think how it's does in the he movie. Get
that? What?
I think they might have just taken it all out.
Is there a comment section?
Yeah, there's one comment.
I need a comment. Man of Steel, you got to look at this scene.
Oh, it's the guy who has it.
What's he's commenting what I'm saying?
No.
The guy that has what?
It's the guy who makes it. This is the only comment. Oh, here.
I need to comment on him. Be yeah, like, go for there's it. There's a Man of Steel scene.
Well, watch it first.
It's very memorable. He's a kid.
Would you be mad if they just took it out?
Yes. He does that sometimes?
I don't know. I've never watched him because I don't have, like, I think the MCU one is like 20 hours or something. I don't have 20 hours to sit and watch a movie.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't want to watch those movies again. That's the other side of the coin. I'm interested in the X-Men universe because there's two movies I haven't seen in that universe, so something worth watching.
The DC universe, I just think it's a funny juxtaposition to put like a hopeful scene where he's a kid in the cape, and then he starts going like, I can't hear.
Yeah.
I think those things right next to each other is funny, so I want to see that.
It but might if
that's,
happen.
That scene's not in there, I'm kind of disappointed.
How long do you think that scene is?
Oh, it's literally like...
Oh, he doesn't have the timestamp
30 seconds to a minute. This one's newer, right? I don't think he's just dove deep yet.
Yeah, this is the newest... Well, the X-Men one's the newest one that he has, but he just added Suicide Squad scenes where I thought they fit in the timeline for now. Because there's like three parts.
Yeah, I'm going to comment to him.
Okay.
I might have to watch that.
Maybe you will
say, I probably have to watch it first. Watch the part because maybe it is in there.
Yeah, I'm just assuming that it's not because it's not in the notes. But
yeah, it's not that long, so
I wouldn't be against him just removing it because it was kind of stupid.
I would be against it because it's really weird, and I like it because that's the DCEU. It's really weird.
It's really weird, and you like it.
well, some parts of it. Yeah, but
it's really weird. Let's just stop it there.
I mean, I could edit. All that stuff. Like, I'd just watch the Man of Steel opening on Krypton, and I'd be like, let's just go to
Suicide Squad.
I don't know. What's the next coolest thing that happens? I don't even know.
His parents getting killed. Batman's parents getting killed.
Not a huge fan of that. But then there's a bunch of dreams. And then the Flash goes back in time.
See, because it just says, present day events of that movie. And then, like, for Batman vs. Superman, like, part two is all the present-day events of the movie.
That's why I'm going to be confused, like, how they do the chronological cut. Like, I assume we're going to see Flash go back in time at one point, and he'll go into Batman vs. Superman and be like, it's all about Lois or whatever the heck he says.
Yeah, so that's already in Batman vs. Superman. So he'll probably just go in and extend that
one
scene.
They would go in and we don't... But I want to see those next to each other, kind of.
No.
But I want to see that. Because it's...
But that's not how chronology works,
but it's to the Flash it is.
Yeah, so
to his to from that his comes out. I need the Flash perspective.
Who knows where this guy's gonna be by then? He's gonna probably get like a mailbox full of cease and desist letters.
It's true. He's like, why are you doing this
to us? You're don't you understand, like, you do it right after our movie comes out for some reason. Our sales suck because of you.
Yeah. He's like, but I'm doing it because I love it. Well, wait a little while.
Well, to be fair,
he did wait for long for Suicide Squad. That's
not for Logan, though.
Sure. He picks and chooses when he waits long.
Yeah.
I think because he prioritizes the Marvel stuff.
Yeah, he's like, this is just hard to edit. Well, Suicide Squad was hard to edit, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just like timing is all over the place.
Yeah. There's so many characters are like, boom. And
yeah.
There's a lot of Joker stuff. And you're like, when does that happen?
And then Ant-Man and the Wasp news, it's filming concurrently with Avengers 4. So, that, and then comic book news, Aquaman, there's a new Aquaman that will be, pretty much it's Jason Momoa, but blonder.
Hmm.
In the comics, he has a beard, he has long hair. Looks like Jason Momoa, but he just has blonder hair.
Cool. Are they going to change their DC opening so it looks like?
So it looks like that one? So it looks more like Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Both times? Yeah. I hope so. But yeah. Come back tomorrow for the leftovers. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.